from the Tri-State Sports Leader. Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Supertalk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
We are here on your Friday. Glad you can join us, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum. We'll take your phone calls this segment, 304-399-8255 is that local number, but focus on the toll-free number, 877-420-8255. Woody Woodrum in studio on a Friday. I cannot believe it.
It doesn't happen very often.
Huntington Highlanders are off. That means Woody is off. He actually gets to go home on a Friday night.
Have a little pizza.
Watch a little TV. Where are you having pizza from?
Probably Little Caesars.
Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like their wings, too.
I'm thinking Monty's, man.
Yeah. Well, you can't go wrong with Monty's.
You can't go wrong with Monty's.
If Geno's was on my end of town, I'd probably buy it more often. It's just what's convenient is Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, or Marco's, which, you know, is pretty good, too. So
Marco's would be a lot better if they would actually put Marco out front.
He might be available.
Who knows? That could be a licensing opportunity that Mike Cameron needs to make a phone call in.
No kidding. That would be great.
HD Radio, you were... That was crazy last night. That was really good.
They were having fun last night, that's for sure. You know, I thought they talked very, very nicely together and played well, and a lot of information coming out, so... You know, Chuck's all excited. He's going to beach, so he's going to warm up some. And
of course. He's not excited, though, about going to Akron and places like that.
No. Well, I'm not too excited about ever going back to Akron.
That football facility, though, is really nice. Compared to what they used to have, the Glass Bowl.
Oh, yeah, but compared to anything. But
it looks really nice. It looks like probably the best place in the MAC right now, stadium-wise.
The Rubber Bowl was the worst place of all time. I mean, it was just beyond decrepit. Nobody came. You could get in with a box of macaroni Kraft mac and cheese most nights.
Yeah.
There would be nobody there. The light standards were actually in front of the fans,
like
almost
that.
In the field of play. And the press boxes, if you were up to swinging a cat by its tail, you would have not made a complete circle one time.
It
was that small.
I stood on a stool. That was my spot in the press box.
I believe that.
The back, and I was watching their antiquated cathode ray tube television. it was old for the 90s.
Well, that's what I mean. It was just a joke for years and years. And you know, the new facility is just exactly that. Hopefully, it's got all the bells and whistles that they need to really have a chance to market. You know, because. By and large, most MAC stadiums are... I don't like Ohio's setup, but it made sense for them.
It's functional. They should they should expand more, but I don't know where they're going to find
the
money to do
the
that.
Thing is, the worst thing is having to use coaches' offices as broadcast booths and thing, and it just disrupts them every home game. And you say that's only six times a year.
Yeah, I don't understand why they haven't built an actual coaches' facility.
I mean, I have sat on the end of the... up on a riser... at the end of the second row the last two times we've been up there, and quite honestly could not see past the 10-yard line, could not see the scoreboard at all. I could barely see the sideline. I was just about cut off where my view was right on the sidelines. They've got one TV, and it's over your back right shoulder and at the other end of the box, so even when there was a replay, if I turned, there was usually somebody standing in front of it you couldn't see anyhow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Ohio has built two athletic facilities with federal money because they put dorms in one of them, and that's the Convo, of course. It's one of the nicest arenas anywhere.
Perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a great place to go play.
It's an arena in the realm the way it should be.
Yeah, and can seat about 15,000, which I've actually seen it full. Rick McCann and I went up there for an NIT game. He was covering for the Herald Dispatch. Place packed to the gills. I mean, it's really impressive. Really noisy. But the football stadium, they tried to dual purpose it again, and that's how you ended up with coaches' offices that become radio booths and a press area in the middle that isn't really very functional. But, you know, you do what you can. I mean, on the other hand, the only time they are overrun with press is Marshall Week.
Yeah, because, or they get one of those their bigger named opponents.
Yeah, but they really, no one sends as much media as Marshall does, because the other schools, some of them have a terrible time getting covered still in that league, and they don't even get front page stuff. It's not as bad as, say, Houston Rice down in the Houston Chronicle or SMU with the Dallas paper.
Yeah.
They get better coverage than that, but usually it's just the Kalamazoo News.
Right, and with Marshall, you usually get Doug Smock, Derek Redd, you're going to get Chuck Landon, Grant Traylor,
Dave Walsh,
Ben Fields. You've got six newspaper guys, four from one newspaper.
You get Keith, you get Mark Martin is there, of course.
Exactly.
And so they send somebody else with camera. And
Photogs there.
And
then you've got all these hanger-ons who show up as well.
Yeah, and you know, I was there, you know, and Jack's there, and the SIDs are there from Marshall. So, you know, most of the time there's a couple SIDs and one reporter, and it probably works fine for that.
Well,
so,
I mean, and that's the thing, you know. There's an abundance of people who will travel with Marshall. Of course,
yeah.
I think some of the people just like, hey, I'm going to go watch a Marshall game. I'm going to file a credential request.
Yeah, and they had a great crowd. You know, they really did. They had their third largest crowd when Marshall came there for the game. So, you know, keeping playing Marshall, and there's been good crowds when they've played here. So that series makes a lot of sense. And I know what Mike's thinking is. You know, people are complaining because the closest trip was East Carolina was 7.5 hours, and then to UAB or to Memphis was 8.5 or so, and it really wasn't any driving trip. So if you schedule the Bowling Green, the Akron, the Miami, Ohio, the Ohio University, it's schools you got. You know, we played Akron my freshman year, we played Miami, we played Ohio all that freshman year, and, you know, most of the time until Marshall went 1AA, they played a lot of MAC schools, and, of course, was a member of the MAC for 20-some years. So, you know, some people don't like the MAC to this day because of the way they kind of backhanded Marshall out of the league. When the NCAA gave Marshall 1 year of probation, the MAC basically expelled him for life. And then when Marshall was such an attractive school in the early 90s, they decided to invite him back in. And you know, I mean, there were a lot of people who were definitely against that. And, you know, Chuck was not alone in that. Ernie Salvatore, very bitter toward the MAC in his life. And you know, a lot of people were around for the late 60s, early 70s, very bitter about that. So, but I know what Mike's thinking is. Give them some games they can drive to.
Yep.
You know, and...
But the problem you run into is... That are they compelling games? They're close games, but are they compelling games? Do people want to make that trip to Akron? Do people still want to make the trip to Athens or to Oxford? Do people want to? Are those places that they want to travel to?
That's it. But the other side of that coin is, okay, is it any more compelling than, say, going to Troy or Arkansas State or Georgia State? It's in Atlanta. Now, that would be a decent trip because you'd be going to Atlanta. But there's so many teams you can play that really aren't very great trips. So, and you know, I keep hearing a rumor that the American has not completely given up on the herd. And that, you know, that'll be an interesting thing if that ever comes to head, Paul.
Well,
because, you know, it's probably a couple of years yet.
Yeah.
You know, before that happens. But let's say, you know, they decide to go Marshall's way, then Mike Hammer's got a way between being in a Conference USA that is still very broad-based and, you know, a lot of teams to the west, but a better setup in the east than since Marshall joined, and schools that are more in the monetary reach of a Marshall University, but how do you turn down a chance to, quote-unquote, step up? I think people think it's a step up. A lot of people still think Cincinnati may go to the Big 12 because West Virginia is pushing hard for a travel partner. And of all the schools that are in the American, Cincinnati makes most sense there. So Cincinnati and Louisville would be gone again.
Yep.
You know, so you don't get them in the package again.
No.
And you do, though, you get South Florida, who probably will be back eventually. I don't think they're going to stay down. You get UConn, who brings a ton for basketball. No question about that. You get UCF back as a rival. You get East Carolina back as a rival. You get Memphis back for basketball and as a rival. But again, you're kind of in an outpost with very few drivable games. So I don't know. I mean, because Pitt's leaving and Syracuse is leaving and who else? I can't even remember all of them that are coming and going. But
okay, you've got.
It would be an interesting dilemma to have, and it would call it would create. I think for Mike Hamrick and Dr. Stephen Kopp, it would create some questions about well, what's the best thing we can do here. Which one really makes the most sense?
Yeah,
and that's a very tough question.
Right, you've got Villanova, East Carolina, Tulane, Tulsa, and Navy as either full or associate members.
Although, you know, hopefully Navy's coming in 2015, like they said. That's one of those that it's not quite done yet,
right.
So I'm not quite ready to say, oh, they're a lot.
Yeah, so you might you still might get Cincinnati, but the Rutgers and Louisville are the two that are leaving.
Yeah, and for sure, I think the reason they expand is Cincinnati gets tapped by the Big 12,
yeah,
because of all the schools that are left for West Virginia to partner with.
Here's we're gonna hit the break here because
yeah,
we got an
right.
Interview coming up next with Brendan Burke, who's the TV play-by-play announcer for this game on Saturday. Look at the markets, though, the Americans in.
Yeah,
Orlando, Cincinnati, Connecticut, Houston, Memphis, Tampa, Dallas, Philadelphia. I don't know if Marshall fits that footprint.
New Orleans, Tulsa. And Greenville, North Carolina's next year
yeah,
are added
exactly.
in there. So
I don't know if and I know if Marshall fits that footprint.
That's exactly right. I mean, that's why I say it would be tough to say no. But does it really make sense? Can you afford to make that move? And I think that's part of the problem is you reach a point where you have to make that decision. I don't know if you can. I mean, I don't know how you can turn it down, but I don't know how you can take it either.
We're going to talk to Brendan Burke. He's going to be calling the game nationally for Fox College Sports on Saturday between Marshall and FAU. We'll talk to him when we continue on Supertalk Sportsline, brought to you by First Century Bank on Supertalk, 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Quiet weather moving into Friday night here, and our activities outdoors look great once again. Friday night high school football, A-OK. And we'll drop back down eventually into the low 50s. Saturday starts there. Mostly sunny skies. High temperature back around 76. So a great afternoon. And on Sunday, more sunshine with highs returning to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Spencer Adkins on your official severe weather station, Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
You can always tell a First Century Bank customer. Their debit cards are making some exciting sounds these days. When you use a First Century Bank debit card, you can earn cash back. As a First Century customer, you can earn cash rewards just by using your card. All you have to do is use your card for non-PIN transactions, and you'll see bonus cash in your account. Anyone can start earning cash immediately by opening an account today. First Century Bank, your town, your bank.
By now, you've probably heard that the Fannin Automotive family is bigger and better than all the rest. But what does that mean exactly? Well, how about getting a 2013 Hyundai Elantra GLS with popular equipment package for only $15,995, or getting a brand new Toyota Camry SE for only $21,995 and 0% financing? Just another way how the Fannin Automotive family is proving that they're bigger and better than any other dealership in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Visit online, FanninMotors.com, or come on in, Fannin Automotive family. U.S. Route 60, Ashland.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special, two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. Or a large Chef Randy pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Diedrich Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
I'm Kim Kanoff, owner of Mattress Warehouse, and I'd like to thank you for 30 great years.
It's our 30th anniversary sale, and we're celebrating with store-wide savings like this limited-time 30th anniversary special purchase. A ceiling plush pillow top queen set with gel and memory foam for just $5.97. Ask about limited-time special financing and free same-day delivery. Plus, enter our 30th anniversary sweepstakes online to win a free mattress set. Mattress Warehouse,
bringing you a better night's sleep for 30 years.
See store for details.
CF Rush Line, come on in and make a memory.
If you have
haven't bought your raffle ticket from Russia Lines yet, you better hurry, because the drawing for a diamond pendant and a Rolex watch is this Saturday, October 12th. Tickets are $50 each, and the money will assist the John Paul Kelly family. John Paul, store manager for Russia Line, is attempting to recover from extensive injuries. CF Russia Line Jewelers would like to thank families, friends, and clients for their wonderful support of John Paul and his family. Remember, the drawing's this Saturday for the pendant and the watch.
As a child, I can remember always being excited about going to Community Trust Bank with my parents because I knew I was going to get a treat. It's funny, now that I'm married, have two kids, and just bought a new home, when it came time for a new home loan, I went to Community Trust Bank. I trust them and knew they'd be there for me and my family just like they were for Mom and Dad. And now, with 81 locations, there's no reason to go anywhere else but Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Moyer's Auto Service and Towing of Ashland provides all your automotive needs. From basic oil changes to major overhauls. For over 58 years, Moyer's has dedicated their name to the best in quality care. And now introducing the Car Wash. The Car Wash on Winchester is the only car wash held to the Moyer's standard of service. So if you want your car looking and running just as good as new, then head over to Moyer's Auto Service and Towing at 2601 Greenup Avenue. Or call 606-325-6043.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
According to the St. Paul Pioneer Press, the son of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson is hospitalized in critical condition in South Dakota after the two-year-old boy was a victim of child abuse.
You know, this is a private matter, and I'll ask y'all to please just respect my privacy and not ask at all about the situation at hand. Thanks. Appreciate it.
That was Peterson earlier today at Vikings headquarters. He missed practice on Thursday. He says he will play against Carolina on Sunday. A 27-year-old man was arrested by police on charges of aggravated assault and battery on a child Wednesday in Sioux Falls. The man is believed to be the boyfriend of the mother of Peterson's son. Tampa Bay Buccaneers say a third player has been diagnosed with the MRSA infection. Jets tight end Kellen Winslow suspended four games for a PED violation in the NFL. And Broncos corner champ Bailey will make his season debut this Sunday against the Jaguars.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan alongside of Woody Woodrum for this Friday, October 11th edition of the Super Talk Sports Line. And Woody, it's a pleasure to welcome to the program now. He'll be calling the game for Fox College Sports on Saturday. Brandon Burke, and Brandon, we're looking forward to at least watching this one back home in Huntington. This is an interesting matchup. You've got a Marshall team that's been pretty competitive in those losses. Could be 5-0, but they're 3-2 right now. And you've got a Florida Atlantic team that's new to Conference USA, but they seem to be starting to hit their strides. So this might be an entertaining game on Saturday.
You know, I think you're right. I think that Florida Atlantic, and kind of what you were saying about Marshall being 5-0 and Florida Atlantic coming in at 2-4, their losses, you look at the Middle Tennessee State game, they lost in overtime, could have won that game. I actually called their game against Rice a couple of weeks ago where they turned the ball over three times in the last 4 minutes, gave up two touchdowns and lost 18-14. You know, those are two very could-be wins for them. So instead of, you know, 2-4, they could be 4-2. Very easily. So they're a sneaky little team. They got a very fast defense. They've got some great corners. It'll test you know, Cato's ability just a little bit and make sure that he puts the ball where he wants it to and away from DJ Smith on the cornerback side of things for Florida Atlantic. So I think you're right. This has all the makings to be a very entertaining and competitive football game on Saturday.
You know, we've seen Marshall teams come down there with some Florida natives because Doc Holliday is certainly loaded up, but there have always been some Florida kids on whatever team we've had, and sometimes they've answered the call, and sometimes they have fallen flat on their face, and I think it's interesting to see what the dynamic is of those kids coming back. Doc's actually making a two-hour window for them this evening to sit down with their parents in a ballroom there at the hotel and their friends and all the people that are going to come and watch them. But it's an interesting problem that you don't deal with very often because very few teams go to a place where they pulled 34 kids out over the last 3 years.
No, it's remarkable to see the amount of you know, Florida and a lot of South Florida. I mean, it's not just Florida. This area, it's Miami, it's Fort Lauderdale, it's around here. So it's really interesting to see. I actually have on my spotting board that I'll use for the game tomorrow, I've got the Florida guys in a different color. So I know the guys that are home. And I've got them in orange, and it just kind of – it kind of takes over my board. I mean, it's Hoskins, it's Cato, it's Grooms, it's Stewart, it's Haig, it's Wilkins, it's Allen, it's Evans, it's Shuler. That's just the offense.
Yeah.
And that's just the two deep. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous how many players are coming in to play at home. But you're right. If they're all on tomorrow because they're playing in front of friends and family, it could be a long day for Florida Atlantic. If they're all distracted and off tomorrow, this thing could fall apart really quickly for Marshall because there's so many people playing under that circumstance. So hopefully they live true to their words that this is a business trip and that they're going to see their family for a couple hours tonight, and then it's, you know, back to work. And this is a dry run, too. You know, they're coming back at the end of the year to play Florida International in Miami, so they're going to go through it again as well.
This game features two pretty good quarterbacks, Rakeem Cato, Marshall's all-world, all-everything, but Jonquez Johnson, Conference USA Player of the Week for Florida Atlantic, so we really could see it come right down to the quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, Quez Johnson is starting to come into his own. We just met with head coach of Florida Atlantic, Carl Pellini, just a few minutes ago, and he couldn't say enough good things about where he is, the progression that he has gone through, and he said right now he's starting to understand the offense. He's been getting by on just a great ability, making some good reads. He pulls the ball really well on their quarterback option, so he is a threat to run the ball. I think that if Marshall wants him to throw the ball. There's no question. They want to do what they can to keep him from running all over them. And I think it's going to be the opposite approach for Florida Atlantic on Cato. I think that they want to get him out of the pocket. They want to get him maybe not running the football because that's not Cato's game, but they want to make sure his throws are on the run. If he has time to sit back in the pocket and throw it, you know, he's going to connect on all of those throws. He can thread the needle. But if he's on the run, his accuracy kind of dips a little bit. So you've got two quarterbacks, both very skilled, but opposite game plans against them from each defense, one wanting to make them run and one wanting to make them pass.
Yeah, Marshall's defensive ends and their defense as a whole has talked all week about containment, and they've been able to really loop guys in there. I talked to Brandon Sparrow this week, Marshall's starting tackle, and he said, you know, last year he was averaging about 65 plays a game. And he said, I could look at film and see plays that I knew as I sat and watched it, I was taking off because I had to save something for down the stretch. And now, right now, you know, the players on the defense are averaging about 30 plays a game because they're just rotating so many players in there. And, you know, last week was hotter than I think you got. The guys down in Florida were, where we were about 86 with about a 90% humidity last week. So they all got a shakeout for the what the kind of temperatures they're expecting. But they run so many players in there, it's hard to run this defense down because they just keep throwing fresh bodies at you.
Yeah, and I think that'll come to their advantage again tomorrow because it is going to be another hot one here. I mean, right now it's really hot in the sun, and we're closing in on close to 5 o'clock, and so we're getting I'm looking at the field right now, getting an idea of what it's going to be like, and most of it's going to be in the sun except for a couple of shadows at least the start of game time, and it'll cool off. But yeah, heat's going to be a factor in that rotation of getting the defensive line in and out of the game and making sure that, you know, obviously Jeremiah Taylor is a huge loss for that line, but you've got to have Rashawn Meyer step up and Alex Pazzi. But you want the good players to play as much as you can, but you want to have the ability to take them out for a play here and a play there, you know, and keep the wheel rolling, if you will. So, the heat might be a factor again tomorrow, so that the defensive line shuffle and those hockey-style changes you might see on the defense as a whole will come into play.
Joining us on the program, he'll be calling the game tomorrow for Fox College Sports. It's DirecTV Channel 623 if you're looking for it. Brendan Burke and Marshall, Florida Atlantic, should be a really special one. But this game also means a lot, I think, to FAU because they have an opportunity here to get themselves at least a little bit more respectability. Conference championship probably not in the cards for FAU this year, but something that they are looking toward is possibly bowl eligibility, and this could go a long way if they win this game.
No, you're absolutely right. I think that they started with that front loaded Conference USA schedule, so they're already 1-3 in conference already. The conference championship is probably not going to happen, but this team believes, you know, that it could be a bowl eligible team, and the schedule is going to get easier for them. I mean, they've already gotten through Middle Tennessee State, they've already played Rice, they've already played East Carolina. They're taking on Marshall now. Well, who's left? Who's left in Conference USA that you're quaking in your boots about? You know, they're going to play Marshall at home. they're going to play, they're going to be here against Marshall. Then they've got Auburn, they've got Tulane, who I saw last week, and they're maybe 2-0 in the conference, but I don't think that they're a team that's going to contend for a conference championship. Southern Miss, who hasn't won a game in 2 years. New Mexico State, who may be just as bad as them, and Florida International, who barely won a game because they played Southern Miss. So their schedule gets significantly easier after this game tomorrow. And, you know, they believe that they could be bowl eligible, but it might take this game tomorrow to put them at least to 500 or even a game over.
You know, I think a lot of people up here think, you know, it's basically a running back playing quarterback. But I know he's not among the top 10 in passing yards and his average per game. But he certainly is. Johnson is seventh in passing efficiency. Is he the kind of kid that's going to maybe lull you to sleep with his running or running the read option and deciding to pitch to whoever or keeping it himself? And then he kind of lulls that DB into cheating a couple of steps up and suddenly burns him over the top? Or does he just throw the ball well? You know, I haven't seen video on him yet. I wasn't sure what kind of throwing motion he had.
You know, the thing is with Quez is that he didn't win this job, the starting quarterback job for FIU, outright at the start of the season. He was in a pretty good competition with Greg Hankerson and DJ Justy here. So in the first three games, Johnson actually was splitting time. He was the primary guy, and he was the starter, if you want to say that. But he was in and out for series. Hankerson got a look. He got to play a little bit. And then Quez went down with a shoulder injury and missed the Rice game, so Hankerson played the entire Rice game. So you have to look at his numbers and kind of think, you know, you can't take them for what they're worth. In the first three games, you know, he was 30 of 51 for 248 yards, zero touchdowns. But in the last two games that he has played against Middle Tennessee, missed a week, and then back against UAB last week, he's 54 for 86. Two interceptions, five touchdowns, 625 yards. He has turned a corner. He believes he's the starting quarterback. He is playing that way. He is confident. The team's confident in him. So you really have to throw out some of his numbers and really just look at what he's done the last couple of games. He's your reigning Conference USA Player of the Week. He is just as good at running as he is at passing the ball. You want to make him throw the ball, but he did throw the ball for, you know, 299 yards last week. He's thrown for five touchdowns on the year. He's rushed for four. I mean, the guy had five touchdowns all on his own against Middle Tennessee State. So he is a threat in every way possible, and it's just going to be a pick-your-poison type issue for the Marshall defense tomorrow.
Let me ask you one on the defensive side. How big a loss is Keith Reeser, the cornerback, is out for the year, and this defense is ranked up among the top 15 in the nation, pass defense and so forth. How much does his loss take away from the defense?
It is significant, to be honest with you, and it's more of a compounding issue because not only is Keith Reeser done for the year and really his career, you know, Jeremy McKnight is a free safety that's out with a shoulder injury. He got injured against Rice and hasn't played since. He won't play tomorrow. Winfred Strickland, who's also a free safety, he was the starter at the beginning of the season. He had got a concussion and he won't play, they don't think, the rest of the season. So they're already down three defensive backs. Now, they may still have their best one. Deshaun Smith is a fantastic cornerback, leads the conference in, you know, pass breakups. He's got three interceptions. He's already broken up nine passes on the year. So Keith Reeser being out hurts because of it's injury on top of injury on top of injury. So
sure.
They've actually taken their third-string quarterback, DJ Justy, who has seen some time at wide receiver. He's going to play cornerback tomorrow after only practicing with the defense for 3 days this week. That's it. They're down to those type of players having to play on their secondary sparingly. He's not going to start, but he's going to have to make some plays. So they're down to really the bare bones of their defensive secondary. So if another guy goes down, you start getting into playing guys that you don't want to play in the secondary. So I think that's the magnification of the Reeser injury. Yes, he's a terrific cornerback, and he was great on the opposite side of Deshaun Smith to make sure both corners were covered. But I think the bigger issue is that they're just down defensive backs with three basically starters out pretty much for the year.
Our guest has been Brendan Burke. He's going to be calling the game for Fox College Sports. If you want to watch that tomorrow, you can watch it locally on DirecTV Channel 623. Before we let you go, Brendan, how did you draw this job? You got an ocean view for a football game. I mean, it just seems like the tough job here.
It's funny because, last week I actually had the Tulane North Texas game, so I spent the weekend in New Orleans. This weekend I'm in beautiful Boca Raton. I've got Miami coming up at the end of the year. But it's not all great. I mean, I've got the Southern Mississippi going to be in Hattiesburg in a few weeks. We've got Middle Tennessee State coming up. So they're not all great locations, but I'm not complaining certainly about being here. And I'll tell you this, I actually lived in West Virginia for a couple of years, so I was the Wheeling Nailers broadcaster for two seasons back in 2006-2007 area. So I spent some good time in West Virginia. It's good to be back on the air in the wild and wonderful state up there.
You know, I'm still hurting that the Blizzard have been let go. I'm still smarting over that.
It's been a while. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still in pain over it.
Wow. Yeah. No. It's I'm sure it still hurts. I actually do American Hockey League games in Utica, New York these days as well. So it's tough to see that Huntington doesn't have a team anymore.
You've been this way though. I mean, you're a couple of years at Wheeling, and then you also did some Lakewood Blue Claws. You know, I guess the guys from Appalachian Power Park. So yeah, you're very familiar with us.
Yeah, I've seen some West Virginia Power games, a few times, that's for sure. It's a nice little ballpark there. I do like that place.
And we hope we get to back here soon, Brendan. Have a great game on Saturday. We'll be listening in as we watch it all on Fox College Sports, and good talking to you.
Hey, guys, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's going to be channel 623 for those of you who have DirecTV and trying to find it on your dial.
And if you've got cable here in town, it's 171. So you can definitely get that with the right tier. And, we'll have it at Roosters for sure.
I was going to say, at Roosters tomorrow, you can
come
and watch the game. You can even sit next to Woody because I'll be auctioning my seat off.
Maybe get a prize.
I can't believe that they're having the Broadcasters Hall of Fame induction tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
I think it's Hoppy Kirchhoff's fault.
It is Hoppy Kirchhoff's fault.
So.
I'm blaming that guy. So I'm probably going to sneak in the smartphone. I'm taking, because I got that Verizon phone, that Pantech. It's got all that Verizon sports stuff on it.
Right.
I'm going to be sneaking that thing in. I'm going to be streaming as well. I'm going to try whatever I can stream.
Yeah, well, I think Dr. Bailey and probably Miss Kitty both will want updates on the scores. So.
I'm your man. I'm your man. I'll have all the sports hookup. We come back, we will get your phone calls in. 304-399-8255. Our toll-free number is 877-420-8255. Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum. We're brought to you by First Century Bank. It's the Supertalk Sports Line on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Today in Conference USA. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Bill Hazen. Six conference football games on tap for this weekend. East Carolina visits Tulane. UTSA hosts Rice. Owls coach David Bailey.
You know, we've got to come out and be a better offensive football team the third quarter. That's one of our goals this week. We've got to make sure we execute. You know, if we're going to try to win the time of possession, it's important on those drives that we get points.
Marshall visits Florida Atlantic. Herd coach Doc Holliday.
If you look at FAU and what they've done, they're a very dangerous team. They've gone on the road and they beat South Florida, who just went up to Cincinnati and beat Cincinnati this past weekend. They also went on the road and beat UAB, and you all know UAB is a tough place to go play.
Middle Tennessee visits North Texas. Here's Raiders coach Rick Stockstill.
They got three of the top 10 receivers in the conference right now, so they're chunking it around pretty good. They're playing good on defense, too. You know, they're not giving up a lot of points.
FIU hosts UAB. Tulsa invades UTEP. Now this. Do you want to be in the know with Conference USA? Then head to the internet and check out Conference USA's official website, www.conferenceusa.com. You'll find complete coverage of all CUSA sports. Enjoy news, highlights, blogs, and interviews. Download the latest editions of Today in Conference USA and other CUSA programs and podcasts, and link directly to your favorite school. It's all waiting for you at conferenceusa.com. The 2014 Conference USA Baseball Championship will be played at Pete Taylor Park on the campus of Southern Miss, the first time it's been played there since 2009. I'm Bill Hazen. Join us Monday for the next edition of Today in Conference USA.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
Hi, Woody Woodrum for Dan's Sports Shop in Huntington. My friends at Dan's have been around for 60 years helping schools with their uniform and equipment needs. You can get your customized school's game wear, and the experts at Dan's live sports every day. Dan's carries a full line of wrestling gear in Herb's Wrestling Corner. They've worked with U Sports for as long as I've been around, so it's Dan's Sports Shop, corner of 4th Avenue and 12th Street in Huntington. Tell them Woody sent you.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See John Garten, 512 Adams Avenue, Huntington. Marcia Slater, 6367 Route 60 East, Barbersville.
Like a good
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call, or visit online at hfsl.com.
For a sauce that steals the show, you go to Rocco's. To find out when the bass are biting, see Greg at the Tackle Box. And for the best heart and vascular care around, turn to the region's most experienced cardiac surgery team. Turn to King's Daughters. We perform minimally invasive procedures and complex ones that others don't. Yet another reason we're the best choice for your heart. HealthGrades rated King's Daughters as one of America's 100 best hospitals for cardiac surgery, and also rated us 5 stars for coronary bypass surgery. All over the region, people know that when it comes to high-quality healthcare, we deliver. Everyone has their expertise. At King's Daughters, ours is your health. Visit us in Ashland, Kentucky, or online at kdmc.com. For a physician referral, call 888-377-5362. That's 888-377-5362.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand-new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models, or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand-new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
Hey, Herd fans, bring your pride alive with the People's Bank Marshall Big Green Debit Card. The Big Green Debit Card is the only debit card that gives back to Marshall. The more you swipe, the more People's Bank donates. Plus, for you ultimate Herd fans, Marshall Big Green Banking gives you access to special Marshall VIP experiences and merchandise. Give the school you love the support it deserves. Get your card today at MarshallBigGreenBanking.com or at any People's Bank location. People's Bank, proud partner of Marshall Athletics. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
You can be a part of the program. It's real simple, 877-420-8255. That'll get you into one of our multiple phone lines. You can talk to the both of us, Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum. We're brought to you by First Century Bank. Every day we thank them, and we encourage you to go bank with them and tell them Paul and Woody sent you.
Absolutely, that would be great.
You know, the tellers will look at them and go, Paul, Woody, what are you talking about? You think that would happen? Probably.
Yeah, probably so.
So we got coming up next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about bowls because there's a new one.
Yep.
Conference USA. It's going to be in Boca Raton. Imagine that, a bowl in Boca Raton.
Yeah. Well, two or three bowls being announced that Conference USA is going to be involved with here recently. So It'd be nice to talk about that in the next hour.
So we're going to talk to Russ Anderson from Conference USA office to talk about the bowl situation. And it's not a every year thing. That's the kicker here. It's going to rotate. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because there's going to be a year somebody gets left out.
Right.
And I know there have been years past where Marshall's just been on the edge of getting into a bowl, and there have been years where, you know, they have not been.
Yeah.
And with all these new bowls, and you know, you're trying to placate all the conferences now, I don't know how it's going
to
benefit.
And it's going to be up to 39 bowl games, though.
Too many.
That means 78 teams out of 125.
Way too many.
I mean, that's, you know, it's mostly run by ESPN, though. I mean, there's only like one bowl on CBS, one on Fox, one on ABC, and ESPN needs programming that time of year, and they can fill every night with one or two bowl games. And that's why they're continuing to grow, not because people deserve them at 6-6 or five and two or whatever you can finish.
I know you can't tell a kid that, hey, we don't want you to have this opportunity. I understand that completely, but I think you're going to have to at some point draw a hard, fast line and say, look, you're mediocre at best. It's mediocrity being put out there, and the TV ratings. I know it's cheap programming. So that's why it's doing, because if the ratings mattered, some of the stuff would go away. They would contract instead of expand.
Right, but they need programming, and that's why ESPN is not only showing the majority of the bowls, they're running some of them. 10 to 12 bowls, ESPN is basically in charge of. So, you know, there's the Mike and the Sun Belt going to go to the Camilla Bowl in Montgomery. You know, the Miami Bowl is the American, and some other people leagues are going to be involved. It will be the first time they've been outside the U.S. since the old International Bowl the Mike was in Toronto, 2007-2010. And, you know, it's just crazy that there's going to be all these bowls. They're even ending the Little Caesars Bowl, but it's not going away. They're going to have a new bowl with a new name between the Big Ten and the ACC, and still hold it at Ford Field in Detroit. So we had heard all along that bowl was going away. No, they just anchored themselves with the Big Ten and the ACC now. And so of the 39 bowls, 20 will exclusively pair Power 5 opponents. That's the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC. The remaining 19 bowls are either power leagues versus non-power leagues, or strictly two teams from the non-power league, which I think at least leagues are getting smart. They're making their own opportunities now. If the power leagues are going to take bowls like this one from Mike, you've got to create another bowl to make sure your teams land somewhere.
And here's the pluses and minuses to this, depending on your point of view. The good thing here is it's a bowl opportunity. You get a guarantee. You don't have to worry about other bowl opportunities for your league teams. But the matchups are not exactly the most compelling as rewards. So, because these non-power conferences, whatever we're going to call them, there's already some crossover there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more exciting if you tell a kid, hey, you're going to go play a name school. Of course, the flip side is you tell a name school kid, hey, you're playing Central Florida.
You know, the thing is that, see, for the kids and coaches, though, it's a completely different mindset. I mean, the kids are looking forward to get warm-ups,
right,
hats, shirts, seeing their family, going to a nice place to play a bowl in.
If you're lucky.
Most of the time. Most of the time, bowls are held. You know, the Pinstripe Bowl is a mistake in New York City. The Ford Field Bowl in Detroit is at least inside. Now, you go outside, it can be quite brisk, as we all know from the Motor City days. But, you know, and coaches get bonuses for going to bowls. So now you have guaranteed, of 78 teams, half of that group is going to get a bonus.
Right, but we're talking about the escalation here. That's part of the problem why college football is, you know, in the shape it is now, because of this artificial escalation.
Yeah.
Because now, if you're a team and you don't make a bowl, How bad are you if you don't make a bowl in this new configuration?
Well, I mean, you're really going to be down under 500, and you're going to have to, you know, live with, wow, 78 teams are having an entire month of practice in December. You're not. So, you know, you better get out there and pound the recruiting since you're already behind and try to get some kids that will help you to get to that next level. I think, you know, Doc has done that pretty much last year. They lose to ECU. The loss of UAB to me is the more compelling loss that cost them last year. But they don't go to the bowl, so they really hit the recruiting hard, and it landed them some kids that stepped right in and played this year. So they obviously did a good job of recruiting while, you know, some other teams were practicing in December. But it was invaluable. I'll tell you what, the 1AA playoffs and then right into about six bowls in a row was invaluable for Marshall all the years I was there as equipment and then in years in the radio, because kids got so much extra work. They were such much better players by their sophomore year.
But I think the bowls are more valuable when Marshall was still coming up, because there still weren't that many of the bowls. And it just felt...
Yeah, we were still about 32 or something.
Yeah,
then
they did have to create this one for the Mid-American Conference. But it's just gotten to the point now. It's just, you know, you've got diminishing returns, but you're not going to stop.
Well, you know, you look at the MAC. When Marshall started in the MAC, they had one bowl that they were losing, the California Raisin Bowl. And they lost that, and they created, as Marshall came in, the bowl in Detroit. Well, then the first thing that happened was by 99, Miami's 10-1. Marshall gets the only bowl bid, though, because they win the league and beat Miami. And so Miami's crying, so they get the GMAC tie-in. Now I think they've got three or four ties in with the Camilla Bowl and a couple of others, and then some of these rotation bowls are going to be tied in with, that they sent seven teams last year, basically, out of the MAC. That would have been unheard of 10 years ago.
Playoff.
It wouldn't have happened at all.
Got to get a playoff, I hope.
Yeah, I don't really trust them to get that done.
Well, do you trust the NCAA at this point?
Well, no. And the committee they put together to pick the... the BCS championship series is very questionable right from the get-go. So
again, it's an old boy network. It's how can I help you?
Yeah, and how can I help myself to whatever riches there might be and keep the others out?
We come back. We get set up for hour number two. We'll take some of your phone calls as well. 877-420-8255, the number to call, SuperTalk Sports Line. Brought to you by First Century Bank for this Friday, October 11th on SuperTalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on SuperTalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Quiet weather moving into Friday night here, and our activities outdoors look great once again. Friday night high school football, A-OK, and we'll drop back down eventually into the low 50s. Saturday starts there. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature back around 76, so a great afternoon. And on Sunday, more sunshine with highs returning to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, SuperTalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
There's a lot more to your West Virginia American water bill than just water. Miles of pipeline, facilities to treat and test it, people working day and night to make sure it's there when you need it. But that's not all. Your water payment supports needed system improvements that will keep water flowing for all of us today and well into the future. All for about a penny a gallon. We're West Virginia American Water. We care about water. It's what we do. Find out why you should, too, at WestVirginiaAMWater.com.
We're the better bank. Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, strength, safety, and stability. We're the name you can trust. We're the better bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can this week at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
Don't shop for tires at a dealer whose idea of selection is white wall or black wall. Head to TikTok Tire. They carry the brands you trust. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, get the selection you deserve. For the best tires, advice, and service, visit the experts at TikTok Tire, 2102 3rd Avenue, Huntington, across from Marshall Stadium.
Roosters! A fun casual joint wants to be your headquarters for food, spirits, and sports. NFL Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. 42 plasma TVs to catch all the games with happy hour pricing from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. $1.95, 16-ounce Yingling or Yingling Light drafts every day till 9 p.m. Roosters, a fun casual joint. Pullman Square, downtown Huntington.
Save up to 70% during the Any Size One Low Price event at Mattress Warehouse. Purchase any size mattress, your choice, twin, full, queen, or king, for one low price. Choose a Sealy with gel memory foam or a Sealy Posturepedic firm, your choice, twin, full, queen, or king, just $1.99 each piece. Ask about free same-day delivery and take 5 years to pay with 0% financing. Get any size mattress for one low price for a limited time, only at Mattress Warehouse. Details available at mattresswarehouse.com or in-store.
Don't miss the first annual 5K race walk to raise awareness of brain aneurysms. Genie's Run in the Sun takes off Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. at Woodmere Memorial Park. Register online and get more information at genieswish.org or call 304-654-5164. Genie's Wish is a nonprofit corporation developed to raise awareness of brain aneurysms, its symptoms, and increase early detection. Proceeds from the race will be utilized for an annual scholarship. Register online and learn more at genieswish.org or call 304-654-5164.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Byer.
The two-year-old son of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson is hospitalized in critical condition in South Dakota, a victim of child abuse. A 27-year-old man was arrested by Sioux Falls police on charges of aggravated assault and battery on a child Wednesday. The man is believed to be the boyfriend of the mother of Peterson's son. Peterson missed practice yesterday with the Vikings, but spoke today in Minneapolis.
Football is something I always fall back on, you know, it gets me through tough times. And, you know, just being around the guys in here, you know, that's what I need.
Peterson says he will play against the Panthers on Sunday. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers say a third player has been diagnosed with a MRSA infection. Jets tight end Kellen Winslow has been suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on PEDs. Texans wideout Andre Johnson says he'll play against the Rams Sunday despite a hamstring injury. Germany, Switzerland, and Belgium qualify for the World Cup.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Russ Anderson from Conference USA office. A little bit more insight from him as far as the bowl structure is concerned for Conference USA. Then we'll open it up for your phone calls at 877-420-8255 and then hunker down tonight because no high school football. But instead, you know what? Why not? We'll give you game one of the National League Series.
Yeah, you know, I love what they're saying, Jason Stark on ESPN. He goes, it's this simple. It's Cy Youngs versus the real young. And that means Zach Greinke and Clayton Kershaw are going for the Dodgers. Greinke had a 2.63 ERA in his first full season with the Dodgers. But they're going against Joe Kelly, who will be making the 33rd start of his big league career, counting the postseason. And then Michael Wacha, who took the no-hitter in the seventh the other day, he'll be starting his 11th game, including the start in the preseason or the postseason.
There you go.
Here's the best part, though. Greg Gibson of Catlettsburg, Kentucky, he'll be the crew chief for the National League umpire team. He was picked to lead them, Joe West leading the American League.
Hour number two on the way, Super Talk Sports Line. We're brought to you by First Century Bank here on Super Talk, 94.1 FM and AM 930.
From the Tri-State Sports Leader. Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Supertalk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
We'll take your phone calls this hour. The phone number, 877-420-8255. Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum with you on the Friday, October 11th edition. Super Talk Sports Line brought to you each and every day by First Century Bank. We've got a weird situation here tonight. We don't have high school football. No game for us. But you can listen to our good buddy, Jason Toy. He'll have the call of Cabell Midland tonight over in our sister station, 92.7, 98.5 The Planet. But there are other games as well throughout the tri-state if you're looking for a game.
Yeah, you know, Cabell Midland and Capital should be a whale of a game. Midland's 5-1, Capital's 4-1 after they both have taken their only loss to Huntington. So the Highlanders win either way here. They get some bonus points. Riverside will travel to Spring Valley, and this should help the Wolves move up in the standings. They should beat Riverside. It's really struggling. They're 1-5 this year. Finally got a win against a very poor St. Albans team last week. So Spring Valley has won three straight since they lost to Huntington and South Charleston, which are two very good teams. Wayne is number one and hope to stay that way. They're hosting Scott, who's 3-3 tonight. And the Pioneers getting things rolling as they usually do about this time of year. Hurricanes 3-2. They're at GW. This should be an interesting game because Austin Hensley can really throw the ball well. GW runs the ball very well, and they've got a good defense. But if Hensley's on up on the hill, they might just be able to steal one away from GW. So we'll see if that happens. Over in Ohio, I know we got Ironton playing at St. Charles. Ironton is slumped to 2-4. They are losing to some very good teams, but, you know, overall that doesn't really get the fans very excited, Paul, when you're not beating those good teams. So they'll hang in there and try to get something going tonight. Fairland and Chesapeake, you know what we say about that one. Throw out the records.
Yeah. It's going to be ugly.
They don't care.
They're just going to fight. It's going to be
although
fun.
Fairland's 3-3. They're not having a bad year. They've lost a couple good teams, so I think they'll be pretty good tonight. Over in Kentucky, Ashland's taking on Sheldon Clark. You would think that the Tomcats would be favored there. Our buddy Nate McPeak called me just last weekend, and they're doing well again. They're playing Paintsville tonight, and they are big, big favorites to come away with a win tonight. Lawrence County's taking on Pike County Central. Most people expect that to be a wide-open shootout coming up tonight. Raceland, Nicholas County shouldn't be much of a game. You would think they'd win pretty easily. And Johnson Central at Greenup County. Johnson Central is very good this year. Mason County's at Russell, which could be another close game. And Rowan County at Boyd County, another game they're expecting to be very close. So plenty of high school games. You know, it's really surprising, Paul. I mean, we're in the radio business. I think there are 9 games that you can listen to. They're either over the air or now over the Internet and in this area. And I think there's about 5 in the Kanawha Valley that you can listen to, and then we know all around the state, Ripley, Parkersburg, you know, Greenbrier East, places, Beckley and Princeton and Bluefield. There's so many people who do radio games in this state. It's such an important part of being in these communities all around the state. Friday night's a big deal, and as Doc says, football means something to them, and it really does. They really get some great crowds. Been following Huntington this year. Cabell Midland always has great crowds. Spring Valley's drawn pretty well. Wayne always draws very well. So people get excited about those games. I guarantee you there'll be a big crowd for Fairland and Chesapeake, even though it's a 3-3 team against a 1-5 team.
Coming up here in the next segment, we're going to talk to Russ Anderson from Conference USA because bowls continue to be born. And there's a new one, the Boca Raton Bowl. I like the location. I'm not complaining about the location.
Yeah.
But
7 miles from FAU Stadium to the beach.
That's not a problem.
And you can see it from up in the press box, they say.
I think it's what 700 feet from our studio office here, the sandy shores of the Ohio River.
That's about right. That's probably it. We're probably a little brisk down there today.
Yeah, get some fishing in though.
Yeah, you could.
You could work on
catch one of those giant catfishes that can eat VWs and stuff.
Honestly, I think Godzilla is in that river. It's hibernating, waiting. The rise and out of that murk.
There's all sorts of chemicals that could be feeding him down in there, I'm sure.
Exactly. So we'll talk to Russ in a few minutes, so we'll make time for your phone calls later on. Again, the number is 877-420-8255. And then we got baseball tonight. The Dodgers, yeah. Cardinals, 7:30 is going to be our airtime. 8 o'clock-ish will be first pitch.
Yeah.
And then after that, we will join Fred Persinger in progress for a high school game night. I'm sure I'm going to hear about that one.
Probably, but we'll catch up with Fred and him before
that. Exactly.
And it's about what time we caught with him last week was nearing 11 o'clock.
Yeah, because Chris Tatum, he has the gift of gab. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to leave it at that.
It takes a little while for Billy Seals to make it up, too, after he talks to his team or shakes hands with the other team, which he can't do in Kentucky anymore.
Can't shake hands?
The state of Kentucky's high school authority sent a ruling down Wednesday saying no longer teams should not, under any circumstance, shake hands.
Yeah, because sportsmanship really shouldn't be enforced.
Statewide rule because they had some incidents of fights last year. There are people throwing a hissy fit about this, including one lawmaker who wants to bring it to the floor of the Kentucky Senate.
Okay,
to get it
now we've gone too far.
Yeah, well, he just thinks it's ridiculous that somebody, because there were six fights in probably what, conservatively, 15,000 handshakes in Kentucky high school football after games last year, all the teams in Kentucky, you have six incidents, so you're going to wipe something out you've been doing forever. That teaches good sportsmanship, to be a good winner and be a proud loser, you know.
You ever seen a hockey game, sir? They'll beat the heck out of each other, and then they'll shake hands. Now,
exactly
this is
right.
Stanley Cup now. We're talking a postseason here,
yeah,
the playoff. They'll line up. But
you know, I mean, these are kids, so we should encourage them to learn how to lose gracefully and how to win respectfully and you know, to shake hands and congratulate their opponent on how hard they played and whatnot. I mean, it's someone who had good intentions but didn't think it through very well. I've got a feeling.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that as well.
A lot of county have already said they are not going to do it. They don't care what the state says. They're going to continue to shake hands because that's what they've always done. And you know, they'll be out of step with the state of Kentucky. It'd be interesting if this is still enforced by the time you get to playoffs.
How do you
will you eject a team from the playoffs if they shake hands with
the
other team?
How do you find someone like, hey, I'm sorry, you were a sportsman. You showed good sportsmanship. You're out of here, buddy.
That was real character, and you took that loss very gracefully, and next year your team's forfeiting all its games in the postseason.
Doesn't matter. They'll still be eligible. Everyone's eligible in state.
Well, that's right.
Everyone.
That's what I mean. So, you know.
Dennis, you know, you could take residency now in Kentucky and you'll be eligible by the time the playoffs begin.
About the only thing that winning brings you is home games. Once the playoffs start. If you've got a better win record, then you're going to be at home. But that's about it. I mean, if you're 0-10, you've got a shot against somebody 10-0.
You know, I love the state of Kentucky, but darn it, your high school football playoff system reminds me of the bowl system where it's a money grab. I think
you got
these high powered schools. They always win their district, and they're always hosting. And of course, you know, I don't know where that money's going in the coffers. it sure isn't going towards you know, I don't know, press box renovations or anything like that.
No, it's not. And you know, it's Ohio has a really good system where they've got the districts and the sections, and you know, you take four out of each one. Although there's usually 8 to 12 teams in a district, you take the top four, and they play and move on. Then West Virginia does a top 16 out of three classes, which each have about 36. So it's a little less than half.
It's apples and oranges, though, in West Virginia, because West Virginia doesn't have the population base of Kentucky and Ohio.
That's just it. It, you know, people have talked for a long time wanting to take that top 16 schools and put them in their own category. And I can see some of that because, you know, a Huntington, a Parkersburg, you know, those are big schools. St.
Yeah.
Albans used to be.
Yeah, but Huntington went 0-10 a few years ago.
Yeah,
so
well, exactly.
It is possible.
And St. Albans is awful right now, and they're still one of the biggest schools in the state. So, you know, I don't think you need a separate class for the 16 biggest schools. I think, you know, just take the top 16. 16 still hasn't beaten a 1 in West Virginia, so that may happen one of these days, but probably not.
I still think the private schools, Catholic schools, need to be all by themselves.
Well,
and basketball.
I think the only problem with that is there's not enough of them.
There's not enough of them, but
and, you know, and,
they have a distinct advantage.
They have an advantage. There's no question, and the parochial schools usually dominate the rankings.
Or you kick them up to a classification.
Well, and that has been bandied about because Wheeling Central has just dominated single A since they came in. And there's Parkersburg Catholic, there's Madonna, there's Bishop Donahue. You know, there's all sorts of the schools. And Charleston Catholic just won their third state title in golf in single A. So, you know, there's a possibility you can move up because you can not quote-unquote recruit kids, but kids can come and pay their way into your school.
Well, there's just two options. Either you kick them up or you exclude them.
Yeah, and you know, when they joined back in the 70s, there were a lot more schools.
Yeah, because
That's really fallen some. Because
the Catholic tournament used to be in Huntington.
And the population base has fallen so much in the state that it really kind of wiped them out. I don't know, you know, I don't know if anything's fair. Some of the schools are playing it straight down the line. You know, most people don't seem to think the St. Joe's recruiting anybody, although they got a couple kids that could have gone to Huntington and played girls basketball.
Yeah, the thing is, though, their rule set is different. Anybody can come, and there are no transfer rules because it's a private school. So I think the private.
Although,
I mean, to keep it equitable.
In the Kanawha Valley, everybody transfers wherever they want, and they seem to play. I mean,
well,
this year, Luke Salmon's got a kid from Point Pleasant and a kid from Huntington who are playing and playing well for his team. And last year he had a recruit, had a kid from Winfield who had to move at the last minute and go to Cabell Midland. So I don't know. I think the SSAC fights an uphill battle on that. They can't win. You know, you can always say, oh, I had to move because of a job. And how can they prove that?
All you have to do is say, okay, well, we understand you had to move. Well, you got to sit out a year.
Yeah,
universal.
They won't
be fair.
They won't do it.
It won't be fair that our kid has a hardship, but at the same time, it would be across the board.
And they started limiting kids at George Washington, which all they did was start sending kids to John Adams Middle School.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
Then they're feeding right in. Anyhow, kids from down in Boone County and Logan County are coming up and going to school at John Adams so they can go to GW.
Russ Anderson, Conference USA, joins us next. Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Quiet weather moving into Friday night here, and our activities outdoors look great once again. Friday night high school football, A-OK, and we'll drop back down eventually into the low 50s. Saturday starts there. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature back around 76, so a great afternoon. And on Sunday, more sunshine with highs returning to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Coach Bob Pruitt and Coach Red Dawson are legends of college football. They understand winning and being on a championship team.
Being on a winning team means you have to put together the best players and give it your all.
That's not only true on the football field, but it's also true in life and in business.
First Century is a team of champions. And you should bank with them.
Join the winning team. Bank with First Century Bank.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
By now, you've probably heard that the Fannin Automotive family is bigger and better than all the rest. But what does that mean exactly? Well, how about getting a 2013 Hyundai Elantra GLS with popular equipment package for only $15,995, or getting a brand new Toyota Camry SE for only $21,995 and 0% financing? Just another way how the Fannin Automotive family is proving that they're bigger and better than any other dealership in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Visit online, FanninMotors.com, or come on in. Fannin Automotive family. U.S. Route 60, Ashland.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call, or visit online at hfsl.com.
If you want to get fitted for victory, go to Ashland Sporting Goods. And for a real horse whisperer, see Kelly Hall at Ohio Horse Park. And when you need the best care for your bones and joints, you turn to the hospital with a wide array of orthopedic specialists. You turn to King's Daughters. King's Daughters provides expert joint replacement surgery for hips and knees, rotator cuff and shoulder repair, fracture treatment, physical therapy, and more. So whether it's your hip, knee, or shoulder that needs serious help, or if you're looking for expert sports injury care, our bone and joint specialists can get you moving again. All over the region, people know that when it comes to high-quality health care, we deliver. Everyone has their expertise. At King's Daughters, ours is your health. Visit us in Ashland, Kentucky, or online at kdmc.com. For a physician referral, call 888-377-5362. That's 888-377-5362.
Before you let your family vacation turn into a Griswold nightmare, do one simple thing. Log on to WVStaycations.com. That's right. One simple click of a mouse will not only give you access to every vacation site in West Virginia, but it will also prevent poor directions, insufficient accommodations, family bickering, divorce, and more. Why? Because WVStaycations is your roadmap to anything and everything fun and exciting in West Virginia. Golf, tennis, camping, swimming, biking, hiking, trails, rails, resorts, hotels, motels, restaurants, bed and breakfasts. From on the way to off the beaten track, if you want to go there, WV Staycations can show you how. Want a vacation the whole family will enjoy? Log on to WVStaycations.com today and see for yourself what puts the wild and wonderful in West Virginia. WVStaycations.com. That's WVStaycations.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Game one of the National League Championship Series is tonight. Dodgers and Cardinals will play at 8:37 Eastern time. The Dodgers get Andre Ethier back. He's in the lineup batting seventh and playing center field. News from Minneapolis, and Vikings running back Adrian Peterson says that he will play on Sunday against the Panthers. Peterson was excused from practice yesterday to be with his two-year-old son, who's hospitalized in critical condition in South Dakota, as the boy was a victim of child abuse. Reports say a 27-year-old man was arrested by Sioux Falls police on charges of aggravated assault and battery of a child on Wednesday. The man is believed to be the boyfriend of the mother of Peterson's son. Jets tight end Kellen Winslow has been suspended four games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Texans wide receiver Andre Johnson says he will play against the Rams despite a hamstring injury. And Germany, Switzerland, and Belgium have all qualified for the 2014 World Cup.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum on this Friday, October 11th edition, Super Talk Sports Line. And always a pleasure to welcome in the Assistant Commissioner for Conference USA, Russ Anderson. Always a busy time for Russ when a press release goes out, because do you ever stop? It's just every day it's something new. You've got a new bowl. Yeah, it's like you're, and by the way, it's in a nice location in Boca Raton. So, again, this is like a vacation location for you.
You know, it really is a great destination, and I think that hopefully the fans around the conference as well as our schools are pleased with what we're putting together for our lineup over the next 6 years. I think there really are some outstanding destinations that we have for them to go to.
You know, Russ, I guess one of the first things you saw was, Now there's going to be a bit of a rotation with the American and Conference USA out to Hawaii. But then you find out about the Boca Raton Bowl. You've got the Bahamas Bowl coming along, new bowl in Miami and all that. So it just seems like we're adding more and more bowls, up to 39 bowl games now. But is it a matter of Conference USA and the other quote-unquote non-power conferences feel like they've got to protect their place with all the leagues that are banding together to play, you know, 20 bowls out of 39 are going to be power conference, unquote, power conference?
Well, certainly we want to make sure that there are postseason opportunities that are out there for our bowl-eligible teams. And you know, that is part of, you know, I think to answer your question, that is part of it. You know, we have some opportunities, you know, like this bowl in Boca Raton, the bowl in the Bahamas that you mentioned, and then, you know, we may also be a part of that one in Miami. Well, those are three outstanding destinations to go to in December. Yeah. And so we want to be a part of something like that and give our student athletes and coaches and fans a terrific place to spend a few days after the regular season.
Russ Anderson joining us, Assistant Commissioner, Conference USA. How is Conference USA, in your estimation, stack up now that you've got a few weeks in and everything's been going smoothly, hopefully, for the new membership? With the Power Five, whatever we're going to call them, and then everyone else, you know, how do you think Conference USA is positioned to come out favorably, or, you know, is there still work to be done?
I think there's still work to be done from the standpoint of we have a lot of very young developing programs, and we will be, you know, better 5 years from now than we are right now. I think everyone can see that when you look at some of the schools such as the UTSA, such as an Old Dominion, that are just getting football started but have great things in place. We're only going to get better. You know, I think when you know, we've had our ups and downs this year. You know, we've beaten a few good people, and that's the key. You gotta, when you do get those chances to go against the so-called five power conferences, you need to get victories against those.
Yeah, you know, and very disappointed for Marshall. They came up short in overtime, three overtimes against Virginia Tech. That certainly looked like one that the league was going to get. So, I think, Russ, it's more, it seems like to me, I think everybody in Conference USA realizes, wow, this is a pretty good conference. You know, FAU wasn't expected to be all that good. They're pretty good for a 2-4 team, and everybody can see the talent kind of spread around. But nationally, I think everybody just looked at who left and who was coming in and just went, oh, that's a nothing league now. And I'm just amazed how many times they're ranking this league at the bottom of the 9 or 10 leagues that there are in the nation. I just think it's a terrible injustice, but will time be the only thing that's going to convince people that, hey, this is a pretty competitive league. There are some awfully good teams here.
I think so. I think that a lot of people kind of prejudged what we were going to be, and maybe we didn't really get a fair chance to see you know, what we would do. And plus, let's face it, we're 6 weeks into this new configuration. It's awfully early to be making a lot of judgments on what we are.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, you know, the league is cooking right along, and there's been some surprising starts here. Tulane being 2-0 is the biggest surprise to me of anybody right now. I just did not expect them to be there.
And they're a team that, you know, really should be 5-1 overall. They're 4-2,
yeah,
which is, you know, they have the best record that they have had since their 1998 team went undefeated. So, you know, that's a really good story. You know, they went through just as bad of a season as you can on and off the field last year. Not only, obviously, the 2-10 record, but the Devin Walker tragedy that their team had to deal with. So it's a great story for them to be sitting here with 4 wins and knowing, hey, 2 more victories and we're going to a bowl game.
Russ Anderson's our guest, and Russ, let's talk a little bit about the bowl specifically. You've got a good partner there in FAU, so that does help. But with that, Conference USA now has more bowl opportunities than I can really remember in past. How do you leverage that in the future, though? Because I know ultimately the goal is to get into, you know, the postseason with maybe, if you can get a team ranked high enough, get into the playoff. How important is it, though, to have so many extra bowls, so many opportunities? Is it more of a looking for opportunities for your schools? Do you need this many for just prestige, credibility? You know, what's the high end of this?
Well, I think ultimately I go back to what I said earlier, but if we have a team that is bowl eligible, we want to make sure there's a place for them to go and play. And, you know, we're looking at a place now where we're probably going to end up, you know, 6 guaranteed spots per year. You know, we may end up with 7. And that's, you know, chances are if we have 7 that every one of our bowl eligible teams will probably end up somewhere. So that's really what the goal is, to make sure that teams that have earned postseason play are able to get it.
Yeah, you know, and as we look at it now, they're talking about the American having the Miami Bowl and the MAC and the Sun Belt have a Camellia Bowl. Then the Bahamas Bowl is going to be all the league's teams. Boca Raton is going to be 3 leagues alternating. And then the Hawaii Bowl is going to be now 3 leagues with some alternating. Are you going to hang on to the current bowl partners, do you think, by and large, the New Orleans Bowl, the Beef O'Brady Bowl, the Military Bowl, the Heart of Dallas Bowls? Will those stay in the Conference USA stable?
Some of them will. We announced back in September, Woody, that we would be continuing relationships with the Heart of Dallas Bowl, the New Orleans Bowl, Beef O'Brady's, and Hawaii. Now, we won't be in all of those bowls every single season, but we will maintain relationships over the course of the next 6 years with them. The Liberty Bowl, which has been a tremendous partner of ours for the last 18 years, that bowl is going to go in a different direction. They've opted for a Big 12 versus SEC matchup. But the others we will continue our relationship with in going forward.
Well, I think that's important. You know, I think those other bowls are pretty good locations. I mean, R&L's in New Orleans, that's a great spot. Beef O'Brady's, Tropicana Field Marshal had a great time down there a couple of years ago. Heart of Dallas, obviously playing in the Cotton Bowl, which has the big game tomorrow. That puts you in a historic building. Hawaii is a great trip. And the Military Bowl, you know, this year being over Annapolis, I think would be a sensational bowl. And I know that Marshall's athletic director really likes the idea of the Herd, if they can get bowl eligible, of shooting for that. But I think, you know, is the rotation going to be such, do you think you guys can keep about 6 spots open each year going forward?
Yeah, I think that's about what the goal is, to have 6 or so guaranteed spots when you begin a season. So although they will change as to which ones you'll be with every year, having at least 6 is pretty much a goal. And when you were running down the list of the bowls there, and so was I, we actually forgot one. That is the New Mexico Bowl in Albuquerque that we will be with every year beginning next season. We'll have a spot in that bowl.
Russ Anderson is our guest, Conference USA Assistant Commissioner, a very busy man, and a full slate of games. Let's talk about the other important component. You've got the bowl situation pretty much handled. So there's always an opportunity there. Television, of course, is always going to be a factor. It's what's driving a lot of this. You're pretty happy with everything so far, and anything you can share with us as far as moving forward?
I think our television situation is very good. You know, when you look at our schedule, it's rare. You know, I think there's one game this weekend that isn't on some sort of national or regional television, and we have, I believe it's 85 or so games over the course of the year that are being televised. So I think that's an area that we're getting tremendous exposure. Fox and CBS Sports Network are great partners and do a great job of telling our stories during our telecast, so I think that's an area that we're pleased with.
You know, I was just noticing, looking at the schedules too, the games that I really think are so hard on a program and players in particular are the Tuesday, Wednesday games are going to start next week. And I am so glad that Conference USA is a part of that. You know, it's one thing to go play on a Thursday, get back late on a Friday, and a lot of kids these days don't even have class on Friday. But, you know, to try to play on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, and, you know, it's unfair to the fans, it's unfair to the players, I think. I know ESPN wants the programming, but I'm glad Conference USA is not involved in those games.
Well, that's something that, we were the first one that actually did that when it's, you know, about
right.
10 years ago or so. And we did it for a while, and that was kind of the feedback that we received from our schools, is we really don't want to do this. What really was, like you said, kind of a situation wasn't fair to the players, wasn't fair to fans. You know, I think Thursday is a different animal
than
playing Tuesday or Wednesday. We do play some Thursdays, but it's different. So, you know, it was a very, definitely our schools did not want to continue to do that, and you know, we haven't had to with our partnerships with Fox and CBS.
Russ Anderson, our guest, before we let you go, you did announce the television schedule for basketball. Pretty pleased with the way that went so far?
I believe so. I got to be honest that I'm so tunnel visioned in football season. We've got some other people that work with basketball, but as I understand it and glancing at the schedule, it certainly looks like a good schedule that'll give us some good national exposure and regional exposure throughout the season.
Quite frankly, you know, sometimes you're good and sometimes you're lucky, but it's best to be good and lucky. I think you guys struck a deal with Fox just exactly at the right moment. As they're adding Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2 is going to come on for basketball, it's incredibly good timing, but I think Fox has been so good for the conference this year. Already in football, they've televised a bunch of games.
I fully agree with that, and I think your point's very well taken on the timing, too. You know, we didn't know when we signed that deal 2 years ago that they were going to be adding two more sports networks, and so that has worked out well for us and given us more windows to get our programming on and around the country.
Russ Anderson, our guest, good talking to you as always, Russ. We'll catch up with you soon, and have a good weekend.
Sounds great. Talk to you guys later.
Thanks, Russ.
Russ Anderson, Assistant Commissioner of Conference USA. We come back, we will get your phone calls at 877-420-8255. Get you on board. First Century Bank Supertalk Sports Line for this Friday, October 11th on Supertalk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
This is the Metro News High School Report. Here's Fred Persinger.
2 weeks ago, the Hurricane Redskins traveled to Ono, West Virginia to take on the Knights of Cabell Midland, and it was not a pretty affair for the boys from Putnam County. Cabell Midland rolled past Hurricane 63-14. Now, last week, the Redskins had an open date, and head coach Jeremy Taylor says it could not have come at a better time.
Yeah, we had a lot of bruises, more egos than anything. You know, our quarterback went down, little shoulder injury, but he's fine. And Pate gives him another week to rest that knee, and he's at 100% now. And, you know, I think it was more bruised ego than anything. You know, we went out and got hit in the mouth, and we didn't hit them back. And, you know, that in football, a lot of times when that snowball starts going downhill, man, it's awful hard to stop, and that's what happened to us last week.
Now 3-2 on the season and facing a very tough George Washington team tonight on the road. Coach Taylor says his team knows what they have to do the rest of the season, and in particular, how they have to play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, 3-2. And, you know, the rest of our games, the next five games are games we can win. It's just we got to play. And just showing up and playing for a quarter and a half is not going to get it done. It's going to have to be, we're going to have to be able to run the ball and throw it some. We can't just come out and throw it 30 some times. I mean, and there's a reason that they've beaten us as many times in a row as they have is that they're a very well coached team. They've got some athletes there, and Stevie does a wonderful job with them, always has. And this year, it's just a little bit different. I mean, they got that big line in front of them, got that real good tailback and pretty good fullback, and man, they can make things happen up front.
And the key for a Hurricane win tonight is simple: the Redskins will have to stop the running attack of the Patriots.
Oh yeah, we got to shut the running game down. I mean, that's 90% of their offense is the, you know, running the ball with Rife and their couple of their pretty good fullbacks. They're not real fancy, man. They run right at you and dare you to stop them. And you know, what's been able to stop them so far.
It's 3-2 Hurricane at number 2 and undefeated George Washington. Kick is set for 7:30 tonight.
This has been the High School Report with Fred Persinger on Metro News. Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
We're the better bank, Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, strength, safety, and stability, we're the name you can trust. We're the better bank. We're the better bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models, or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSuperCenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special, two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. Or a large Chef Randy pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Deaver Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
Are you looking for the best prices on guns and ammo? Look no further than JD Armory, your one-stop gun shop for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and ammo. JD Armory carries handguns such as Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, and Ruger. If you're looking for rifles or shotguns, they carry Mossberg, Remington, and Winchester. JD Armory also gives CCW training classes and is a Class 3 NFA with Yankee Hill and Jim Tech. Located at 802 4th Street, South Point, Ohio, beside McMean Pharmacy, or visit online at jdarmory.com.
Oakwood Homes, alternate Route 10 just off Route 60 Barbersville, can put you in the home of your dreams. And now you can turn your old home into a brand new home. How? Well, Oakwood Homes is now paying more than ever for trade-ins. You want a two-bedroom, how about a three-bedroom, or a four-bedroom home on the lot, all priced just right for you. So turn that old home into a brand new home of your dreams with Oakwood Homes on alternate Route 10, just off Route 60, Barbersville.
Here's another Kindred Community Chatter brought to you in part by
Genesis Oxygen and Home Medical, Colgrove, with free health screening monthly. Call toll-free 800-842-6597. Cook Law Offices, PLLC. Call attorney Stephen T. Cook for a free appointment, 304-521-1304.
Boyd County Public Library is hosting monthly teen programs throughout the school year on the second Tuesday and the third Tuesday of each month. Check out all the fun on Boyd County Public Library's Facebook page.
Still paying bills with paper checks? Meet Bill Payer, online bill payer from us. No pencils, no paper, no stamps, and no mailbox. You click, you pay, and you're on your way. Sign up for online bill payer now, online. Members' Choice Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum. October 11th edition, Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. And we've been following some very disturbing news today.
Yeah.
Concerning Adrian Peterson's 2-year-old son. And we just got some very, very sad news. If you haven't been following this story, Adrian Peterson's son, who just really not many people knew about because
just a couple weeks.
Yeah, this is a revelation to a lot of us, but was involved in an incident today, and because of that incident, it was an act of violence allegedly.
Yes.
Has passed away.
Yeah, you know, they took him to the hospital. This James Patterson had called saying the child was choking, he needed an ambulance, and when they got him to the hospital, they could tell that it was more in the lines of abuse than it was, and then he was arrested for abuse. And the bad thing is Peterson didn't even know about this child. His name isn't even on the birth certificate. He found out about him just a couple of weeks ago, and you know, Slim saw what I saw, was he was holding him last week and putting a helmet on him and whatnot, but this Patterson has a history. He also had another girlfriend, and he, you know, two domestic violence accounts where he beat her, held a knife against her throat, and threatened her juvenile son. So, you know, it's a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of any punishment bad enough for a guy that would do this to a 2-year-old. It's inconceivable to me, and I'm sure, as a father, or just as a human being, you just can't imagine the grief that to just get to know this kid and that quickly just be gone. That's That's horrible.
Now, the report came from ESPN Sports Center Twitter account. This is a verified account, so it is a validated account. And the report is the 2-year-old son of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson died Friday after allegedly being assaulted. So that's where this stands, and we'll have more updates here throughout the night. I'm sure Tony Caridi will follow this up as well, and we'll definitely keep you abreast of it as news happens. We'll step aside. We will return with your phone calls at 877-420-8255. Final segment, Super Talk Sports Line on the way, brought to you by First Century Bank on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Quiet weather moving into Friday night here, and our activities outdoors look great once again. Friday night high school football, A-OK, and we'll drop back down eventually into the low 50s. Saturday starts there. Mostly sunny skies, high temperature back around 76, so a great afternoon. And on Sunday, more sunshine with highs returning to the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Spencer Adkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
You know who taught me to use a hands-free device while driving? My mom. She scared me to death all through school, with that phone up to her ear, driving us back and forth. Now that I'm on the road solo, I tell my mom, I'm worried about you. Go hands-free with the phone when you're driving. I do. It's important to set a good example for parents, so when she rides with me, I turn it off, put it down, and just drive.
The West Virginia Department of Transportation, saving one life at a time.
My name is Dan Clarkson. On April 30th, 2006, I was riding my motorcycle when, in an instance, my life changed forever. I lost control on some gravel and was thrown into an embankment. I immediately knew I was paralyzed. I'm grateful to God, my family and friends, and the medical professionals who have helped me regain some of my mobility. If you ride a motorcycle, please never let your guard down and always wear a helmet.
Brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Program Motorcycle Safety Awareness Program.
I remember as a young girl going to Community Trust Bank with my mom. She would pack up me and my brothers and we'd all go inside. Now I have two little girls of my own and I look back and I don't know how she did it. I still bank at Community Trust. They have 81 locations, over 90 ATM locations, online banking available, and now with mobile banking, they've made it so much easier for me and my family. And that's what I love about Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Since 1951, Chapman's Mortuary has shown the importance of working with a family-owned and operated firm by creating a personal relationship and offering individualized service. If you'd like Chapman's Mortuary to assist you during your time of need or are interested in cremation or pre-need planning, call today for a personal consultation. 304-523-9424. Chapman's Mortuary in Huntington. This community has relied on them for years. You can rely on them today.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See Russ McCray, 304 East Main Street, Milton. Ray Crabtree, 4341 U.S. Route 60 East, Huntington.
Like a good man.
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can this week at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
I'm Kim Kanoff, owner of Mattress Warehouse, and I'd like to thank you for 30 great years.
It's our 30th anniversary sale, and we're celebrating with store-wide savings like this limited-time 30th anniversary special purchase. A Sealy plush pillow-top queen set with gel and memory foam for just $5.97. Ask about limited-time special financing and free same-day delivery. Plus, enter our 30th anniversary sweepstakes online to win a free mattress set. Mattress Warehouse,
bringing you a better night's sleep for 30 years.
See store for details.
Hey, Hurt fans, bring your pride alive with the People's Bank Marshall Big Green Debit Card. The Big Green Debit Card is the only debit card that gives back to Marshall. The more you swipe, the more People's Bank donates. Plus, for you ultimate Hurt fans, Marshall Big Green Banking gives you access to special Marshall VIP experiences and merchandise. Give the school you love the support it deserves. Get your card today at MarshallBigGreenBanking.com or at any People's Bank location. People's Bank, proud partner of Marshall Athletics. Member FDIC.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
The 2-year-old son of Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has died. The Argus Leader in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, reports that authorities are looking into more charges for 27-year-old Joseph Robert Patterson, who was arrested for assault on Wednesday for allegedly abusing the 2-year-old child. Police say the name of the victim will be released next week. But again, the 2-year-old son of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has died. More news from the NFL is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have confirmed a third player has been diagnosed with the MRSA infection. Jets tight end Kellen Winslow was suspended for 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Texans wide receiver Andre Johnson will play against the Rams on Sunday despite a hamstring injury. Broncos corner Champ Bailey will make his season debut against the Jaguars. Dodgers will start Andre Ethier in center field and bat him 7th in tonight's game 1 of the NLCS. First pitch from St. Louis against the Cardinals, 8:37 Eastern Time.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Phone numbers 304-399-8255, toll free 877-420-8255. Final segment, Super Talk Sports Line for this Friday, October 11th. We have got baseball action for you tonight. The Cardinals taking on the Dodgers. We got that for you starting at 7:30, and then after that it'll be high school game night with Fred Persinger. Hope for a faster, speedy baseball game so you can get as much Fred Persinger as possible.
A lot of good pitching would be very nice. Clayton Kershaw.
No hitting.
Dodgers.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So they breeze right through that. Also, Temple's at Cincinnati tonight. The Bearcats 3-2, but Temple pretty terrible as usual, 0-5. Couple of good games last night, though. Louisville really got tested by Rutgers, who is 4-2 now. But they were only up 17-10 until they got a late touchdown to kind of pull away. So a good job. They back-to-back drives by Rutgers, they intercepted them. Air Force is good through October for now. Them, Army, and Navy are going to be allowed to at least play through the end of October before mess in Washington is figured out. They lose San Diego State, though, at home last night. And how about the Lane Kiffin-less USC Trojans? They didn't seem to miss him very much, did they?
They're like, Lane who?
Last night, 38-31, they hold off Arizona, and of course Rich Rodriguez there with the Wildcats fall to 3-2. USC improves to 4-2, and you know, Lane Kiffin's supposed to be on College Game Day tomorrow between 10:30 and 11-ish on the TV, so it'll be interesting to see if they go at him with a little talk about this, about how he was let go, about how well they played, and his Ed Orgeron coming in as the interim coach gets a big win. I mean, I can't remember anybody being fired where they pulled him off the team bus and said, no, you stay here at the airport for a bit. We need to talk. When they came back last week after that big loss.
Yeah, you stay right here.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
We'll take care of that. So, busy weekend. We got, of course, football coming up all weekend long with the National Football League. We got the Thundering Herd taking on FAU. A road trip that you didn't get to go on.
I'm not going on the road these days.
Come on.
It doesn't bother me too much.
You got a football stadium that has a porch overlooking the ocean.
I mean, if I was invited, I would have jumped in the plane, but, you know, I wasn't. This is about the only weekend I could with Huntington being open, so... You know, that's all right. Other folks can take those trips, and because I've made a few trips in my life with the Thundering Herd. So the only team home for the Thundering Herd all weekend long is softball. It's going to play some home games this weekend. Everybody else on the road. It's an amazing weekend when you have almost the entire athletic department out of town.
That means we could go with we could go cause some grief over there.
We could. We absolutely could.
What could we do? Hey, you know, it's kind of nice though. Yeah, I don't have Jason Corrier texting me during the show.
No, that's true.
You know, spying on me here. We could say what we want about any of them.
Jack, not picking things out to get at us.
Can't pick on Jack though.
Yeah,
Jack's our boy. We can't pick on Jack.
Is Jack going to be with us in the morning?
I think so.
Or I say in the morning, 2:00.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yeah,
I know what you meant.
Yeah, I don't want people thinking we're getting up early for something. Not this week.
Hey, The Paul Swan World Tour begins tomorrow, starting the day at Roosters. And then I'm going to exit Roosters and go put something a little bit more formal on and traditional, so I can go watch two people get inducted into the West Virginia Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
And if you want, I can wear a tie with my shorts tomorrow.
That would be nice.
Roosters, you know.
So I'm going
to
do that. And then after the induction is over, again, I blame Hoppy Kirchville for the fact that I believe he's the master of ceremonies.
That's what we've heard.
If he's not, I'm going to be mad because there's no excuse for this being held during a Marshall game. And then after that, I'm going to a fancy shindig afterwards. And if I can get out of that shindig in time, I'm going to come back and just look at you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go, that's right, Woody. That's right, Woody.
Well, that's why I told you not to worry about it, because I know you're not going to be able to follow it on your phone. It's not quite the same as watching.
Well, it depends. It depends on how the food is at the private reception.
Well, that's true.
You know, I might have to come over to the Roosters.
I'll make sure you say hello to my distant relative, Jack Woodrum, kind of runs things out there at the Radio Museum.
Okay.
Here's the wildest thing. I'm looking over because, like, volleyball's at Rice tonight. The women's swimming is at the West Virginia Games, which are being swum in Morgantown. But besides that is the fan poll for this week. Now, usually it's, what do you think the team's going to do? Who do you think's going to be the best player? You know, something along that line. The question is for this week, what should the tennis team be for Halloween? A, Jackson 5. B, Power Rangers. C, Scooby-Doo and the Gang. D, the Spice Girls. Or E, the characters from the YMCA video by the, village people.
F, the Care Bears.
Yes, but if they do that, they have to be Care Bears on crack. So that could get ugly.
Let's see. I don't know. I would say possibly Power Rangers.
I like Power Rangers.
Right.
It's the tough one would be to do the Scooby-Doo gang because, Scooby is on all fours most of the time except when he's running away scared.
Wait, you might be onto something here because you could have, I don't know, you could have Timko as Scrappy-Doo.
Da-da-da-da-da! Puppy power!
Would Schmidt, she'd be maybe Velma?
What do you think? Could be.
Does that make Coach Mercer Fred, or is he Shaggy?
I think he's probably Fred.
He's Fred. Okay. So does that make...
One of the ladies is going to have to play Shaggy.
Okay, does that make his lovely wife Daphne?
Could be.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's Scooby Dumb?
I'm not getting in there. No. But we have to have two people play Scooby-Doo, right? One in the front, one in the back.
Where are you? We got some work to do.
Oh? Scooby-Doo. You know, I hate Scrappy-Doo, by the way.
I
hate Scooby-Doo, too. I hate Scooby-Doo.
You know,
that's why Marshall changed him as
the
mascot.
The original series was pretty good in 1968 or 69 when it came out. They chased down mysteries and... And then it just got sillier and sillier, with the Harlem Globetrotters or Don Knotts or Tim Conway or somebody showing up to go Scoobying with them.
Oh, come on. You were marking out like a fanboy when Batman showed up on Scooby-Doo.
No, not really.
Not really?
Not really, no.
I'm surprised by
this. I was rather disappointed the Cape Crusader made an appearance with Scooby-Doo. It was the early 70s. I was a teenager. Everything was wrong.
Of course, of course, Scooby-Doo was not the greatest Hanna-Barbera cartoon of all time.
Well, no.
No.
Not by far.
I would say either Blue Falcon.
Well, my favorite
I
would
like
be
Blue
Johnny
Falcon.
Quest.
Johnny Quest, okay.
I really like Johnny Quest, but...
Hey, wait a minute. How about Josie and the Pussycats?
Not bad, but I also like Quick Draw McGraw and Baba Louie.
I can see that. Yogi Bear.
It's all right. And Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Hey.
Okay, we got to work on this. What's
Huckleberry Hound. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Glimmadine.
Was the Powerpuff Girls an option on this poll?
No, they were not.
That could be the Marshall Tennis team, the Powerpuff
Girls. That wouldn't
be
bad. Spice Girls isn't bad either.
Which one's Scary Spice?
Timko, I think.
Timko,
yes,
Scary
absolutely.
Spice. We're going to hear about this.
Everybody have a good weekend, will you?
We're going to try.
Talk to you tomorrow.
I'm
going to
watch my back.